I am speaking to Janine Ryan, who is the editor of Farmers Weekly. Janine, good morning. What do you have for us in the latest edition of Farmers Weekly if we look at the news section?
Good morning, Elsie, and good morning to your listeners. In the first story, we look at the increase in the interest rate, which was recently announced by the South African Reserve Bank. The benchmark lending rate was increased by 50 basis points to 4.75%, and agricultural economists have warned that this increase will have a negative impact on the majority of farmers and agribusinesses. Corney Lowe of Grain SA said that farmers who relied on production loans or were still paying farm mortgages would be particularly negatively affected by the interest rate hike. As input costs are already at record high levels, the repo rate hike will force some farmers to borrow more money, which is obviously not a good thing for primary producers. Then in the next story, there's growing concern among South African poultry producers about cheap chicken pieces being imported into South Africa. Isaac Breisenbach, head of the South African Poultry Association's broiler organization, said figures from SARS showed that Australian chicken thighs were landing at South African ports at about R6.89 per kilo. This was the lowest price for any portion of meat from any country in the world, he added. At present, exporters from all countries outside the EU were paying a 62% import tariff on poultry products. This meant that the importation tax on poultry imported at R6.89 a kilo, for example, would be R4.27 a kilo. So therefore, the meat was essentially being imported at R11.16 a kilo, and it currently cost at least R26.50 to produce a whole chicken carcass in South Africa. So local farmers just can't compete with these imports. And then in another news story, we look at the cost of conforming to consumer demands for cage-free eggs. This demand is increasing on all levels, including the welfare front. However, new research suggests that while cage-free hens do not suffer from a lack of space, more significant health issues mean that they still find themselves in unfavorable environments. So while there was growing support for improvements in animal welfare, the study showed that the ways in which these objectives were achieved were sometimes in opposition to achieving greater environmental and social sustainability. The research showed that cage-free egg systems in Europe resulted in a higher score on the welfare system, but a lower score in terms of the sustainability of the environment. And then we also looked at a small craft brewery based in the Cape Winelands, which has taken the top honors in Africa's biggest beer competition, the 2022 African Beer Cup. Sol Barrel Brewing was named the best beer in Africa with its Live Culture Grand Cru Ale, which beat 250 entries from 14 countries in Africa. This was the third year of the competition and the first time that international judges had been invited to adjudicate the entries. Judges from 16 countries evaluated the 251 entries over 3 days in mid-May, and the judges awarded 10 gold, 29 silver, and 27 bronze medals across 32 categories. And then in the last story, we look at agritourism and the potential this holds for the South African farming sector. We spoke to Hani Kruse, who's head of Second Solutions at Santam Agriculture, who said that agritourism could help farmers use their farm's resources to their fullest potential, generate additional income, and preserve the land. A 2019 survey found that just 24% of South African farmers hosted some form of agritourism on their farms. Krista added that opportunities for agritourism in South Africa were virtually endless, given the diverse landscape in which the primary production sector operated. Agritourism is defined as any tourist activity on a farm that's linked to the farm's activities and attractions, and could be anything from restaurant or guest house to a farm shop. So if farmers are looking for alternative income streams, this is definitely something that they should look at.
And in the feature section?
In feature this week, we look at collapsing infrastructure in South Africa. Dilapidated country roads are a direct threat to South Africa's agricultural and rural economies, yet farmers and communities have largely encountered a wall of indifference from government. In an attempt to be heard, AgriSA and its affiliates conducted a countrywide survey amongst 311 primary production units many of which expressed frustration over the authorities' lack of action. So we look at the results of the survey and the costs involved, the direct and indirect costs involved of South Africa's collapsing roads, basically. So according to the survey, repair costs and related expenses incurred due to poor roads set the average producer back about 200,000 rand a year, for example. And the article also focuses on how poor infrastructure will have a direct impact on rural lives and livelihoods as it becomes harder for people to access basic services and report to work.
What do you have in the livestock section?
In livestock, we look at the management practices required to report accurate and complete values for the purpose of utilizing these values in improving the genetics of a beef cattle herd. We also look at the importance of animal recording, parentage recording, performance recording, the establishing of contemporary groups and genetic linkages, and how good and effective management or bad and ineffective management can ultimately determine the usefulness of these recorded values. So we offer guidelines essentially on how farmers need to manage their herds in order to be able to record the best and most accurate figures.
And what can readers expect in the crop section?
So in crops, we look at broccoli and cauliflower production. These crops are notoriously tricky to grow in summer, but they flourish on Southern Block Farm in KwaZulu-Natal. The farm focuses on optimal soil and vigorous plants, and they use minimal chemical inputs. For example, they only carry out a tenth of the pest control applications that their neighboring farm does. Taking a natural approach is at the heart of the farm's success, and getting the soil in top shape is an ongoing process. However, the interventions made thus far have ensured a 98% packout rate for the farm, which is quite exceptional.
Is there anything else that readers can look forward to?
Yes, and the final feature I want to highlight, as part of our Breed of the Month segment, we speak to Jan Mika of the Bradford Cattle Breeders Society of South Africa about the establishment of the breed in the country. Mika speaks about the characteristics and traits that make the Bradford a sought-after breed by breeders and feedlots, as well as the ways in which farmers select for high fertility, a trait the Bradford is particularly well known for. He also speaks about the possible future of the breed in South Africa and the goals of the Cattle Breeder Society.
And that was Janine Ryan, the editor of Farmers Weekly.